Our hero this week is Scott Tipps, who's the head of the National Health Federation. If you look at our Christmas card, you can link to it from the blog. What you'll see is every year we make donations at Christmas time. We make donations throughout the year, but Christmas time is a special time to sit down and say, okay, who's really special? Who would we like to promote? Who would we like to thank? And the National Health Federation is one of them. It has a great health freedom news. If you become a member, you get four health freedom news throughout the year. They do a quarterly, and it's excellent. Very, very good. It's as one of our team said, it's the best $35 you'll ever spend. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring up the subject of Christmas donations, now's the time of year to think about giving back and thanking others. I think it's a very important thing to do at Christmas time. And a lot of people say to me, well, I had a bad year and I have no money. And the reality is, even if you have no money, let's say you have a dollar of spare change this year, you can take 10 cents from that and give it to someone. I was always shocked and amazed when I was during the litigation. I was going to church in many communities with people who have hardly a penny to their name. And you'd get an old church mother who'd come up and put a quarter or a dollar in your hand and say, honey, I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. And the quarter, the dollar wasn't, you know, they knew it wasn't a lot of money, but it was a prayer. It was a way of saying, you know, my prayers are real and concrete. I really want you to succeed. So even if you can only send $5 or $10, I have to tell you that when you send something that says, I'm thinking about you, I appreciate you, I'm rooting for you, and, you know, and here's my 10%. I'm a great believer in tithing. You know, it makes a difference. So don't be ashamed if you don't have a lot. Just sit down and say, who do I want to give thanks for? And because I know they'll appreciate it. And with that in mind, we're going to extend our Give the Gift, which is every subscriber can give a gift of a complimentary subscription that will last through the end of January. So we're going to keep it open until New Year's Eve, and you can link to it on the website, but just send the name and email address of the person who you want to get a Give the Gift or a complimentary subscription thanks to you. And we'll make sure to take care of it, so they'll enjoy that through the end of January.